This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. We continue today with كتاب البيوع, the fiqh of business transactions. And we started this with أركان البيع, the pillars for a business deal. Anybody remember what are the pillars for a business deal? Huh? We explained that. What are the three pillars for a business contract? طيب ما فائدة الكلام إذا كان سيأتي إلى هنا ويذهب من هنا. نعم. Okay. No, we should say. No, don't mix the conditions with the pillars. There are three pillars for a business contract to be put together. Number one, I'm talking about, remember we spent even some time explaining what is the difference between a pillar and a condition and all that stuff. طب عامل ايه عبد الكريم طيب هو ولا فين, what is, make coffee for everybody. Number one, المتعاقدين, the two participants, the seller and the buyer. Pillar number two, the commodity and the price, السلعة والثمن. What are you selling? What the buyer is selling, is buying? What the seller is selling? What is the price? Number three, صيغة العقد, اللي هو الايه, the format of the contract, يعني what makes this a contract. بعتك, I'm selling to you, like this, these days click, you click, like you go on online and they show you something and you look at it and you check it out, the price is so and so. Now, صيغة العقد, click. The format of initiating the sale is click. ولذلك صيغة العقد العادة محكمة. يقول لك العادة محكمة. طيب, another questions. What are the conditions for a valid business transaction? There are six conditions. Raise your hand. طيب, it must be permissible. That's number five. MashaAllah. Still good. So that's one. The eligibility of the participants. They must be eligible to sell and buy. That is two. But هو, that goes with the eligibility. It's not open note test here. You're reading from somewhere, I can tell. Okay, Anas, go ahead. We'll take this one from you. Go ahead.
Seller must own the property.
Yes. الملكية, you must own it. That is number four.
Unless there is a POA.
Nah. A power of attorney, yes. Number five. Nah. Huh? Yeah, we said that. Number five? La five. Abu Nadal mentioned it must be halal. Yes. Excellent. Are you reading from somewhere? No, mashallah. So that's good. It must be dispensable. You must be able to deliver it. طيب في عقد اسمه عقد السلم. We need to be careful with that. If you go to a car dealer, for example, and he doesn't have the car in the lot, he's not able to deliver it now. But we know for a fact that he can deliver it. So, يعني the issue is في عقد اسمه عقد السلم. في حاجة اسمه سلم that person will deliver because that's his business. Okay, number six and the last. Excellent. That's good. No gharar. No jahala. Ahsan Abdul Karim. Yeah. The absence of the high level of risk in the deal. You cannot, okay, I have this pool of water, I have fish inside. How much? Of course, if the water is, yani, you could see the fish, that's fine. Yani, you could see, that's fine, but the intifa'ul gharar, and this is actually our subject of today, so I will explain this inshallah. Then after that, you want to add another condition? There were six of them. Oh, you got five only? And no jahala, meaning intifa'ul jahala. Yeah, risk. It's called high level of uncertainty or speculations. That's another word. It cannot be a speculative kind of product. It has to be identified. Then we mentioned that we went into something called the forbidden business transactions. The forbidden business transaction. And what was number one on the list? And we chose it in particular. حتى يعني العلماء بتوع الفقه, they don't begin with it يعني. And we discussed the first of them, which is الربا. We discussed the first type of forbidden business transactions in Islam, which is usury. يعني فعلنا هذا, we did this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في القرآن جعلها يعني he made الربا in front of البيع. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى وَلِخُطُورَتِهِ. We spoke about the consequences of dealing in riba, اللعن والحرب والموضوع كبير يعني والانتشاره. It's now يعني البلوى عمت به. It's a disastrous kind of thing that you cannot even يعني get rid of. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر time will come if a person doesn't deal in usury, the dust of usury will get to him. And we spoke about usury in three lectures almost. Today inshallah we want to talk about another type of forbidden business transaction. And you will notice that we're really addressing the condition of the business contract. And that is why we reviewed this morning. Yani, anytime you lack one of these conditions, you end up with an invalid business transaction. Now, the business transaction which is unlawful for us to deal with, it's called بَيْعُ الْغَرَرِ. بَيْعُ الْغَرَرِ. الْغَرَرِ, business transaction. طيب, let's see what Imam al-Khattabi, رحمه الله, said regarding الغرر. ماذا قال؟ اسمع الكلام هذا. وَأَصْلُ الْغَرَرِ ما طوي عنك علمه. الغرر, let's just deal with the word in Arabic. الغرر is something that you're not aware of, something that you don't know of. وخفي عنك باطنه وسره. And there are things about the commodity that you do not know. وكل بيع, and any business transaction of the type, is not permissible in Islam. Like selling the fish in the water, مثل بيع السمك في الماء, والطير في الهواء, or you're selling birds in the air, flying, واللؤلؤ في البحر, pearls in the sea, أو جملا شاردة, your camel ran away, you cannot find it. Listen, I sell you my camel for $100. Go run after it. There is gharar. It is possible that he doesn't catch this camel. والولد في بطن والبهيمة, ولد البهيمة. You have a cow or a camel that is pregnant, ناقة. And you say, okay, you buy it from me. You don't know if it is dakar. You don't know if it is a male, unless you're going to do some, what do you call this thing? خذها للطبيب كده وبص على شوف الناقة, يعني go and look inside the womb and see if it is male or female, healthy or not, what kind. أهو. فكل هذا غرر. All of this is غرر. الإمام النووي رحمه الله says, لأن الحديث الغرر ورد في مسلم. الإمام النووي is the one who explained صحيح الإمام مسلم. يقول وأما النهي عن بيع الغرر فهو أصل عظيم من أصول كتاب البيوع. لماذا؟ Because under it comes a lot of types of business transactions that are unlawful. الإمام النووي again says, as for بيع الغرر, the business transactions where there is a high level of risk or high level of uncertainty or speculations, it is a great type in the book of business transaction, because under it will come a lot of ideas, a lot of business transactions. طيب الحديث في بيع الغرر, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, like I mentioned, في صحيح الإمام مسلم, نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع الغرر. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم banned us from الغرر business transaction. طيب يا إخوة, الربا will all these unforbidden business transactions, why were we banned from doing it? Why? What is the wisdom? Like we mentioned before, once it comes to dealings in Islam, معاملات, you can ask why. Why? Why riba is haram, ya Sheikh? Why الغرر is haram? You could do this actually. There is a reason. Why? Why this type of business transaction is haram in Islam? I'm asking you. ظلم. أحسنت. Number one, the top of the line, وقوع الظلم على أحد الطرفين. Injustice. ويعني أبشع, أبشع شيء في الربا هو الظلم. أنا أقول لك أبشع شيء, the most awful thing regarding usury is injustice. واحد بني آدم sucks the blood of another person, utilizing his desperate need. ما هو اللي بيأخذ بالربا ده محتاج, لإما إيه رجل فاشل يعني. واحد المثل
like
Why someone who utilizes the situation and he sucks the blood of another person. فهذا هو الظلم. Let's deal with الغرر. الغرر, somebody imagine, okay, I'm having a box. عندي صندوق. Inside that box there are clothes. Listen, I want to sell you that box with the clothes inside it for $200. طب let me open. لا تشتري كده. هذا الغرر. High level of risk, high level of uncertainty, right here. Oh, how much? $200. Give me the $200. You take the box. Then you take the box. You find it what? يعني I'm sure they'll have some underwear there or something. Ah, فظلم وقع عليك الظلم. طيب. Reason number two. You wanna say reason number two?
It puts the person that's contracting it or the person that's getting it in a state of perpetual.
Right, which is dhulm. That goes under being under injustice. Yes. Ahsant. Wallahi, this is the top of the line. Brings injustice. Brings animosity. Ya ikhwa, our religion cares so much about us being together. If somebody cheats you in a deal, you never forget him. You know it. Man, this guy, when you meet him, even in the house of Allah, Shaytan doesn't make you forget this one at all. Shaytan will never make you forget this one. اشتريت من العربية سكني في عربية لبسني عربية ها شوف he sold to me a car ما تحبه خلاص لأن إيه ولذلك من غشنا فليس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني صيغة هذا الحديث انه كان ايه he was passing by the market and he saw somebody selling I believe corn grain and then the top looking good so he put his hand underneath and it was wet فهي said to him why don't you put this on the top And then he said, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." If you cheat, you're not of us. فالشاهد or the important thing here that these types of unjust, unfair, or forbidden business transactions, it brings animosity and hate amongst the members of the Muslim community, and this is something that Islam avoids. Now. نعم الإسلام what
in Islam if you sell me something and I get home and don't want I can take it back and get my money in Islam
يعني yeah but it's still if you have a condition there in the business contract like there is بسموه شرط جزائي which is permissible that if you bring it back you're going to have to pay so much money or we're not talking about selling and buying some apples here we're talking about big stuff sometimes the seller in order to guarantee that he's done with that merchandise he places what we call a condition that if you bring it back you're going to pay so much money as restocking fees or something like that so it's still going to and why are you bringing it back even that will bring what animosity Even that will bring animosity. When you buy something from me, ah, man, this guy, look, he bought it and then he brings it back. It's, يعني, but if we're, and that is why I encourage the brothers, when you deal with one another, go by the book, go by the Sharia. عنا في البلاد, when I went back, وبعدين, يعني, I was buying something from somebody. فأي told them, please, let's, there was some money owed. Then I said, okay, let's write a contract and you sign how much you owe. Then he said, what, you don't trust me? He made it an issue. You don't trust me. No, it's not about that. We need to avoid problems in our communities with one another. We need to follow the law. This is the law. This is like the law. Imagine this is the Sharia. This is the Islamic law to deal with one another. A lot of us, we get in trouble with one another because we do not implement, not because we don't want to, but some of us don't know it. Some of us feel like it's not important. But if you do it, it helps you to avoid a lot of future conflicts and animosity between the both of you. And this is important.
They call that MOU, Memorandum of Understanding.
Now,
No. So they
now, you see, in order for us to solve, and here we're living in America and in the West, and we want to establish Islam here. We want to live Islam here. We have to have our internal initiatives. Once it comes to riba, usury, once it comes to insurances, once it comes to all of this. And for us to do this, it must be done collectively. One person, unless he received some billion or trillion dollars, but for us, we have to do it collectively. We have to collaborate with one another to offer the alternative in America for Muslims. And for us to do this, we must love one another. You agreeing or you want to say something? Okay, so okay.
Marriage is one for your brother, it's one for yourself.
Right.
No.
No, right. So we must end up loving one another. We must love one another. We must trust one another. You see, that's how we're going to have to go about it. And the way that we can begin to love and trust one another and nourish this trust, if we apply the law. Let's follow the law. What law are we talking about here? Sharia. Selling and buying, this is what it takes. Let's do this.
It is nothing trivial. It's nothing small.
Huh?
Islam.
Which is?
Small. It's all the same.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, let's go. Let's say something quickly. Is it permissible sometimes to sell something where there is a risk? يعني هل يستثنى بيع الغرر? We said that بيع الغرر is haram. Anything where there is a high level of risk, high level of uncertainty is haram. Is it permissible? There is any exception to this? يقول الإمام الشوكاني في نيل الأوطار رحمه الله يستثنى من بيع الغرر أمران. There are two exceptions. Example: you're selling a house, and with the house, you're telling the buyer, I'm selling the ceiling. Huh. This is okay. The ceiling, اللي هو للسقف, سقف. يعني I'm talking about, يعني الإمام الشوكاني من زمان, يعني the ceiling is made out of what? Wood ومش عارف إيه يعني wood وstraw يعني. يعني المثل الحقيقة مش في محل اللي نحن قاعدين ما شاء الله فيه. طيب, another example. You're selling. I said that it is not permissible to sell the baby inside the womb of a cow. طيب, what if you're selling the cow and the cow is pregnant? Can you do that?
Yes.
Yes, you can do that. أنت, you're not selling الأصل. You're selling what? فرع من الأصل. فلو وقع الغرر, شوف الكلام هنا, لو وقع الغرر على فرع من الأصل, يجوز. If the uncertainty deals with a branch of the origin, what we're dealing with is a cow. We're selling a cow or a camel. What happened that this camel is pregnant? خلاص. Even so, there is, the price will go up a little bit because it's pregnant, for sure. It's not going to be the same. So I'm still buying the baby inside the womb, but it is a branch of a of al-asl. Therefore, they say it is permissible. Yes. As long, ahsant, this is a good point. As long you do not differentiate, you do not come and say, well, the cow is for $100 and the baby is for 20. No. All together is how much? 120. As long as you do not differentiate the branch from الفرع من الأصل. طيب, you want to take some example of بيع الغرر quickly, inshallah. 15 minutes, we finish. You want to do that? All right. You know, I did an example, and subhanAllah, I'll never forget this when I used to live in Switzerland. SubhanAllah, I didn't know, wallahi, I didn't know any of this. But I used to, I was traveling with a brother, mashallah, يعني, ملتزم, التزام, يعني. His hobby, I just thought about this today, as I was like reading. His hobby is when we arrive at Zurich, you know, a long time ago, I don't know if it's still there or not, but they have these machines where you place coins, and then you something like this, and there is a hook, and then the hook goes down, and then it grabs something. And then sometimes it doesn't get nothing. It goes down. You basically get one time you do like this, and if you get it, هذا بيع غرر. This is غرر, right here. This is uncertainty, risk. You know what I'm talking about, right? Machines that it goes down like this, and think that there are toys for. I think he had a lot of children, and he likes to buy them gifts like this. So he would go and then grab, and sometimes it doesn't get anything. Sometimes it gets a very small thing that is not even worth the what you paid for. فهذا غرر. Another example, we spoke about it, insurance. Insurance. You know the insurance? Is gharar.
The entire insurance?
Any insurance is gharar. Any insurance is gharar. Why? Because you are paying. I'm not saying it's haram or halal here, okay? But I'm just dealing with gharar. Look at this now. You give in money for uncertain kickback. So there are people who drive for a year or two without even one accident. Do they still pay the insurance or no? They do pay the insurance. What did you get? ففي جهالة في جهالة في الإيه في البضاعة في جهالة. There is uncertainty in what you're buying. You don't know what you're buying. أهو. And also, let's look at the other side of it. Some guy pays the insurance. The next month, he totals his car. The insurance company received what? One pay. They end up giving him what? He has a full coverage. 80, 50, 60, if he's driving one of these, what? Good cars. Yeah. He ends up with Lexus. Yeah. Subhanallah, ikhwa, Allah, in my village where I live, look at this now. In my village where I live in fil blad, yani, we half of the village are Coptic Christians. If you want your cow to get pregnant, what do you need to do? You need to take it to a female, زي female بقى. تاخدها للفحل أو العجل. Guess who owns the male bulls, it's called. Who owns them in the village? You know who? Coptics. You know why? Because it's haram for a Muslim to take a price for that. Subhanallah, Allah, I said, wallahi, my village, I said, man, that was good. But nobody ever explained this to me. Because it's haram for a Muslim to take a price. Yani, when you take the female to the male, you know, they get together and they get to know one another. Huh? You cannot, the fee from it is haram. No, no, no. The fee is haram. If you take a fee for this, it's haram.
The horses that are, the people that are dealing in horses all around the world, who
لا الفحل. We're talking about الفحل. Right. Here is the scenario that I'm talking about, which is unlawful. Just hang in there. Let me just finish. That you go and they get together and you take your cow and you leave and you pay to him already the price.
Regardless.
Then at the end of the day, you found out that what? It didn't get pregnant. Why this is haram? Because there is gharar. But there are some mechanics, once it comes to horses, and the jurist spoke about this, to make it okay, once it comes to horses. There are some mechanics. Here is the hadith. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, حديث ابن عمر, نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عسب الفحل. أهو. Forbade the stud fees. It's called the stud fees. That's the word. Why? Again, because there is a high level of what? Uncertainty. That you take in your cow and they ended up together and you take in the cow home, you already paid what? The fee. But a month later or 2 months later, you find out that what? It did not get pregnant. Then you ended up paying for something that is what? Uncertain. بس حدث ولا لا أبو نضال هو ده السؤال ما هو الغرر هنا ما هو التلقيح هل وقع نتيجة التلقيح ولا لا That's fine يعني if, but in general without this it is I said there are some mechanics to go about it but just you taking and you coming back is haram what I'm saying here is in the village, whether the cow gets pregnant or not, the fee is what? Is paid, is done. Ah. I think it was 10 Egyptian pounds. But this was a long time ago. But wallahi, I enjoyed it because I always wondered, and I even asked myself this question, How come no Muslims is having this? Because it's a very good business. Because imagine all the cows in the village, they need to get pregnant. And they are going back and forth. But these guys are making money. And so I just, how come no Muslims doing that? Now.
There may not be any Muslims doing it, but there are clearly probably Muslims taking it to that place. So it's this, so why are the Muslims taking them to get pregnant when they know... Okay, you can't have the business, but you're taking it to the business to do the same thing, and you're paying the price for it when you know that it's a high level of speculation.
So,
in other words, you know, you have usury, you have two participants.
Right.
A person, like for example, a lot of times people say, well, I'm just going to sign a contract and I'm going to pay the, I'm going to use a credit card as an example, I'm going to pay the credit card back at the end of the month. But you're still witnessing that contract, which is a reba contract.
And well, so that's another Muslim, issue. Yeah.
So with a Muslim who's going to take his... female cow to get pregnant, he's still taking it and he's still paying the price
right.
for that particular transaction, which you already said is a high level of speculation, even though he's paying it to the Christian, the Coptic Christians.
Because he needs it. There is a way, I'm talking about people who have zero education. Yani. We only had 3 people went to the school in that village. Yani, I'm one of them, yes. So, and we're talking about 3,000 people, yani. So, yani, very primitive, yani. And I think they inherited this from, yani, their ancestors. Because, and the evidence for this, that nobody even explained it why. Yani. I asked, I kept going around, why? Nobody even asked why, yani, was able to explain it. That's it. Inna wajadna aba'ana ala umma. We found our fathers doing this, so we're not going to change. طيب. Another type, ya ikhwa, is called bay'u al-mulamasa wal-munabadha. Yani al-mulamasa wal-munabadha. نهى رسول الله الحديث the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن بيعتين الملامسة والمنابذة حديث أبي هريرة عند مسلم وحديث أبي سعيد also agreed upon نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيعتين ولبستين الملامسة والمنابذة يعني الملامسة you go and buy you go to the somebody selling clothes I tell you, if you touch any garment, it's yours. طب يا عم بص, it's yours. You touch it, it's yours. هذا بسموه الملامسة. You touch my glass right here, $200, and you take it. هذا هذا حرام. لأن في غرر أنت يعني. في هاي ليفل اوف وات اهو why are you taking us to these issues okay if your cellular phones okay if your cellular phones goes off while you're praying you have to pay $100 okay are you happy all right I don't know okay طب let's go المنابذة يعني المنابذة you're wearing a garment and I'm wearing a garment without you seeing it, without me seeing yours, exchange. I throw it to you, you throw it to me, exchange. في حاجة اسمها ايه؟ حبل الحبلة. طبعا يعني الكلام ده, that's why we started with the things that we're familiar with. We spoke about insurance and so forth. But there is another type of business transaction that also there is gharar in it. It's called habalul habala. Basically, you're selling the offspring of the offspring of a camel. They used to do this, by the way, in Jahiliyyah. Yani, Ibn Umar, okay, you want to sell something. I have this, I want to sell it. What is the price? Okay, I'm going to give you the baby of the camel, not the one that the camel is pregnant, not the one that will be delivered, لا, the baby of the one that will be delivered. حبل الحبل. يعني the offspring of the offspring of a of unborn animal. Where is the risk here? In the price, the delivery. There is a high level of uncertainty once it comes to the price. To the payment, يعني. طيب. There is another type of business transaction that contains also high level of uncertainty, which is بيع الحصى. نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن بيع الحصى وعن بيع الغرر. يعني بيع الحصى. You take a pebble in your hand, or you have 3, 4, 5 pebbles, and you throw it. Imagine you have like cars in the lot. Okay, I have 5 pebbles, I'm buying 5 cars. I'm going to throw these pebbles, the cars are next to one another. Wherever these pebbles land is mine, I'm buying it. And you do like this. Okay, or I'm selling you land, and I'm going to throw the pebble, and wherever the pebble reaches, that's what you're buying. You already identified the price. طبعا الكلام ده مش ما فيش حد بيعمله يعني. Nobody does this. But I just want to let you know that all of this contains what? High level of uncertainty. Another type, which is very interesting, is المحاقلة. يعني ايه المحاقلة? You own a piece of land. I rent it for you to cultivate it, to grow it. And then I tell you what, you will get the rent from that piece. You have a piece of land, you own it, I'm going to rent it from you to grow it. Now, what I'm going to give you is from that spot. There is a high level of what? Uncertainty. Why? Because that spot could what? You're not going to give it any fertilizer. You're not going to give it any water. Huh? But if you tell him, I will give you a third of the product, this is what? This is permissible. Again, yani, these types are not there, yani, are not in our nowadays dealings. I think also it is something that is worthy of mentioning. With this, inshallah, I think we covered this, but in general, applying analogy, you can say any business transaction where there is a high level of uncertainty, a high level of risk, once it comes to what you're selling and once it comes to the price, that is invalid in Islam. قَوْلًا وَاحِدًا. What about somebody, I just thought about this, somebody who is selling watermelon. Water, you know, عارفين بطيخ? Don't you go to Walmart and buy watermelon? Isn't that there is a risk there? There is gharar. There is gharar. There is a high level of uncertainty once it comes to watermelon. طيب, anybody can offer a solution for it, and something that also my village they used to do. لا ما هو انت لو فتحت انت what if you open it and it's bad. لا, what he does, first of all, you have all the watermelon, البطيخ كله نفس يكون من نفس النوعية, from the same mark, from the same field, وتفتح واحد and you open one in front of a of the people and you tell him this is from the same, خلاص انتفى الغرر هنا, يعني it became a little bit feasible, يعني. They do what?
They cover with a plastic and
they open it now? Yeah. This is good. This is good because there is a high level of في غرر في بيع وشراء البطيخ. There is a high level of risk in selling and buying watermelon. Also with other things like palm granite, for example. Sometimes also, يعني, it looks so reddish and so good, but you open it, subhanallah, يعني. Especially these ones which are fed by hormones. With this, inshallah, we covered بيع الغرر. Any questions? نعم.
Something that is more transactions, sale of commodities, sales, commodities of the commodities market.
نعم. The question here is, the details of that business transaction are available?
Yeah, I mean, if you buy it today at this price,
لا.
You have no idea what
you see, الغرر في ذات البضاعة. الغرر is in the essence of what you're buying. Is the specifications, the information about the commodity available or not? If it is available, then this is your problem that he did not go and check. Maybe I need to ask, let's be creative here. Can you think of forms of business transaction that falls under this concept of high level of uncertainty based on your experience, based on your profession? Naam, tafadhal. Huh? لا, بس الستوك, to my knowledge, and that's what I was telling the brother here, is you see the stock, you can find out what you're buying. Isn't that correct?
You
see, ده هذا عرض وطلب, هذا سوق. This is a market. But I'm talking about, ما هذا هو, this is the point that I was explaining to you. That when you buy something, when you buy stocks, the name of the stock, who owns it, what's it about, okay, how much was it bought? What is its history? This is what I'm talking. الغرر here, that the seller concealed this from you, or it is concealed naturally. But the issue of the stock went down and went up, هذا بيع وطلب. This is a market. There is no gharar in this. This is a market.
What about high risk? You mentioned high risk.
لا.
In Serbia, there is many business transactions associated with high risk.
لا, high risk فين يا باسم؟ High risk فين؟ فين؟ Where is the high risk? لا لا لا. Prophet Allah's عرض وطلب. A high risk in the subject matter, in the bid'ah.
No, it's not a supply and demand. That's fine, but there is, you know, you can profit from it, you can lose from it, and there is another uncertainty. Healthcare. You go, you buy. Product,
absolutely.
You know. You,
yeah.
You go to a doctor, you might, you know,
right.
Heal from it, or you might not. Legal system. You buy, you know, you pay for a service.
Any insurances? So, yeah. Yeah.
Insurance.
Right.
It's a service. It's
right.
Not, and it's a product, but it's not a service.
Right.
Does that
apply? Yes, that's applies.
How does that fit?
Services, yes, applies. We spoke about insurance. We said it's the reason why it's haram because it's gharar. Even so, we're talking about services. Anybody can think of other elements that can amount under this subject? Yes. Well, I look at what you're buying, because when you buy a stock, you're buying a material thing, right? There is something behind that stock. Well, if there is one, then I would say yes. You see, we're going to have to use analogy here to apply elements. Yani, now. That's my understanding, that you're buying actually something from a company or something. Further.
What would be the happen for the export-import business? Because it
entails
a lot of assets. No. Suppose I am here in the U.S. and I am meeting with a business manager who is supposed to send me goods from...
No. But what is the البضاعة? There are so many ways right now to find out what you're buying. ممكن يرسل لك the information about the product, the specification of this product. Import and export falls under a certain type of business transaction called بيع السلام, which is permissible in Islam. السلام. One of the pillars of بيع السلام, that you're dealing with somebody who is well established in that field. You're not buying from somebody off the street, but somebody who has an established business, who is proven to be a deliverer of that commodity. The same thing applies to buying a car from a car dealer. You may not go and find the car in the parking lot, but he shows you the specifications of that car, and because of the fact that he's a car dealer, he's able to deliver. This way, it is permissible. Don't forget to pray shuruq. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.